K4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
A2RCL, W4DJW. You still there?
W4DJW still here. How are you?
Standing today. Just gonna let you know we got that J pole set up, and little man is on 25 watts and talking to Mount Mitchell from the house now, nice and clear. So that was a definite upgrade that he needed, and I think he's tickled pink with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Did you have to put a screw in there to tune it, or was it good like it was?
One in it, and then we got it set up on the house with the length of coax that he bought. And got it down to 1.13, and that's where it pretty much set across the entire 2-meter band. So I think we're pretty happy with it, and it seems to be performing really well there.
Well, glad to hear it. Glad it can radiate now. It wasn't radiating behind my airplane room door. It was just leaning up in the crack behind where the door is open in the wall. Not radiating any electrons. Now it's going to good use. Glad to hear it.
And I just wanted to say I really appreciate you donating that to the cause. Little man's trying to get going. I think he might be getting a HF rig give to him, older one, that might get him on 10 meters and motivate him toward doing his general.
That's a good direction. He's doing fantastic. Good to hear some. That's what we need more of. We need more younger guys in this thing. That's a fact. need to get the grab them by the chin and turn their face around and say, hey, look, this is cool.
I think he's having a lot of fun with it, learning. Dad's already taking practice tests, so I think we're going to get him in too, and then we'll get younger brother in there, and that'll be three more new hams in the area.
Well, that's good. Appreciate all you do for that, for him, getting him up to speed. He'll remember that from now on.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. Both of the kids are super good. Good parental raising. I mean, they've just done outstanding with them. They're super polite and just really nice boys. And I'm really happy to help them out any way I can.
Reminds me of when Daniel and his family were getting their license. Stephen was the first one to get his. He was 8 years old when he got his. And then Daniel got his, and Fleet got his, and then the sisters got theirs, the mother and father got the whole family. Whole family wound up being on the radio for a while.
Yeah, you know, the old saying, the family of the hams together stays together.
That's true. Well, now all the kids are grown and gone. He started when he was 8 years old when he came on here. Stayed all the way till he went through school, high school, I guess they're in college now, and gone. We don't hear from Stephen anymore. But Daniel, we still hear from. He's the only one in the family we hear from regularly.
It's something you can carry with you from now on. I studied, and finally went ahead and got my extra, and just went ahead and knocked it all out. I'm going to keep it as long as I can possibly keep it, as I definitely enjoy playing around with it. I like the whole new learning aspect on a regular basis.
I understand what you're saying. I've always flew airplanes, radio control airplanes. I wasn't a ham till I was in my 40s. And I always had in the back of my mind while I was flying the airplanes, one day I'm going to become a ham radio operator so that I'll know how this airplane is being controlled by this transmitter. Little did I know that just getting your license doesn't teach you that. Getting your license gives you permission to learn that. That's when the hard part comes, is after you get your license. That's the permission to learn.
Definitely. I got my technician in general at the same time and didn't have an HF rig for a while. And then finally got one, and that motivated me to want to go ahead and get my extra because I could listen to all the frequencies. I just couldn't talk on them. So now if things slow down this winter when it's cold, I'm going to try to see if I can't learn CW and add that to my resume of repertoire.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. It takes a lot of dedication over a long period of time to build the muscle memory, the brain tissue muscle memory, to make that real. It's not just something I know I thought a couple of times. Well, my dad used to teach me when I was little. So I had a kind of a head start on it. But then after I got into ham radio, I said, yeah, I'm going to knock that out real quick. Oh, yeah, right. I probably spent about 3 years on and off, really focused effort to get up to about 18 to 24 words per minute. 18 on a bad day, 24 on a good day. And how I knew whether I was there or not is I would send to the computer and have the computer decode me. And if I'm getting ahead of myself, or if I'm thinking, yeah, this is good, somebody else will be able to copy this, the computer would tell me, no, it didn't. You don't know what you're doing. Back off. So I'd back away from it, drop back down to 18, try to build up some speed again. It takes a lot of patience over a lot of time. But once you do learn how to do it and you're able to communicate with somebody out there, you know, on the airways, like on the low bands, and you're doing it with just you and with just that guy on the other end, and there's no computer involved. It's just one person sending to another, and you're sending binary code. It is cool. It is, I mean, it's super rewarding, more than you can imagine.
No doubt. I think it'll definitely be interesting. Learn a whole new way to communicate. Should have took foreign language when I was in high school, but I was too busy doing shop class and automotive and building construction. So I'm learning more stuff as I get older, and I guess I'll just keep learning until I can't learn anymore.
Well, a lot of the guys that have been doing it for all of their life, all of their adult life anyway, learned it in the military. And for them, it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy, right? It's like talk. It's like you and I are talking. But if you don't use it, it is kind of like mathematics. If you don't use it, you do lose it. Because I know if I find out now, if I pull the paddle out and I start sending, I'm like, wait a minute, what was that? So it is something that, but here's the thing. I learned how to speak French in about 8 months with intensive French classes. 4 days, 4 hours a day of French, 4 hours of homework every night of French, and did that for 6 months before I went to live over there. And that was a whole lot easier than learning Morse code. A whole lot easier. Learning a foreign language is, so just to set your expectations so that you don't go into it thinking about, this is going to be easy, I'm just going to knock this out. It wasn't so much for me. I learned a foreign language a whole lot faster than I learned Morse code. Because it did. It took me hitting it really hard for about 4 or 5, 6 months and then backing away from it and let that soak in. And then hit it really hard again for 4 or 5, 6 months and then backing away and letting it sink in. The guys that have been doing this all their life, all of their adult life, they've been doing that. So for them, it's like we're talking right now. It's no different for them. But for somebody who didn't start out young, it's pretty difficult. So I'm just setting you up so that you hit it with a full head of steam, knowing that it's going to take a lot of effort to make that happen.
I understand. It's going to take some dedication and time to get into it. I'm working on a couple of other things, too. So just trying to keep my brain going and keep the brain cells alive as long as I can keep them. Eventually I'll start losing them, but I'm sure I'll burn them up as fast as I can. But Dave, I'm fixing to destinate over here. I'm going to have to hop off from here. But again, I wanted to say thank you very much for your assistance and help with Alexander's setup. He is tickled pink, and we're going to keep him motivated. And I'll let you get back to it. This will be K2RCL. I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, Russell. Well, I do appreciate the update and glad you guys got it working. Glad you put a piece of equipment back into service. That's a whole lot better than it sitting up collecting dust propped up behind the door. Anyway, take care. Enjoyed it. K2RCL, W4DJ, W Clear.
W2T Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning, and all. Pretty good morning. Good morning to you, Dave. And all my doctor says I should at least live another year anyway. Just had my annual physical. Got all the results of that. You know how that is.
No, I don't know how that is. I don't have a doctor. I don't go see doctors. I only go to a doctor if there's something wrong. No other. One day I might start going to a doctor for some other reason, but out of the 63 years I've been on this planet so far, 64 years since October, 64 years, that has not been necessary.
Well, good for you. Good for you. But, yeah, I go annually and get my checkups. Of course, the Navy made sure I got my annual physicals with them, too. So, you know, it was something you always did. And, of course, when my wife was alive, I had to keep myself healthy because of her and not carry anything home to her. So, anyway, so what are you up to today, Dave?
So I've been soldering wires on a flight controller. So when I learned flight controllers was about 6 or 7 years ago, when I had this little break between jobs. And I've been stuck on one flight controller for a long, long time. And the guy that I went to get another one to bump it up, I got another airplane, so I had to get another flight controller. And he had increased the price $38. I said, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to learn another flight controller now. So I'm learning another flight controller this morning. Oh, I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 days, but I'm soldering it comes in three halves. It's got a top board and a bottom board, and it's got the actual flight controller in between. The bottom one's like a power distribution board, and the top one's just like a shield that keeps anything from falling on it, but it has a lot of screen printing on it, so it tells you what's what by looking down on top of it. And then the middle board does all the work. But you do have to make some solder connections between the three boards to put it to use. But it's no bigger than a box of matches. Remember those old wooden matches you got? It's about that size. It's a pretty cool flight controller.
99% of that, there's all of a sudden a noise came up on the signal. I don't know where I was or where you are was. But anyway, yeah, that's it.
If you're copying me or not, because that noise that you were talking about that was coming in is still there, and it's on you, and it actually made you drop the repeater a couple of times. Are you on low power, or you got any more juice you can put in the wire?
No, but I was on mid power anyway before, and that's 35 watts, so now I'm hearing it on you, too, so it's just something that's come up interfering with the repeater.
Well, it's a little bit better now. It's starting to clear up a little bit, whatever it is. Meteor shower or tropospheric ducting. I don't know, temperature inversion. Something's happening. Anyway, I got, like you said, I got about 80% of what your last transmission was, the one before the last. But not all of it, especially the parts where the repeater would ker-chunk.
A very loud, noisy, hissing sound. But anyway, well, I'm about to reach the driveway. Yeah, I'll check the mail before I go inside. I'm loading what I've got here in the car. And say what I'm going to do this morning is my little bowl of oatmeal that I'm going to give out. And see what I can find.
All right, Rusty. Well, I'm going to go fix lunch too. That's a good excuse to go fix lunch. I'm starting to get hungry. Good talking to you. WU2T, W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW,
K4VW. Hey, Steve, you going flying today?
That's what I was just going to tell you. I went over to meet Ollie this morning, and we flew his 30% scale, one-third scale pits this morning, and it was absolutely dead calm. And I'm hoping it's going to remain somewhere around, 4 to 7, maybe 5 to 8. And I'm going to try to go over later this afternoon, probably about 3 o'clock. So if you'd like to join us, it's supposed to be very nice. It's supposed to be 66 and 5 to 7, or 4 to 7 and 5 to 8. So, do you want me to text you when I head over that way?
Yeah, I'll be here. And I've got my one airplane, the new one, the Atom RC Dolphin. Couldn't think of the name of it. I've got that Dolphin ready to fly without a flight controller. It's just bare bones. No FPV equipment or anything like that. So it's really, really lightweight. It ought to fly good. No, really low wing loading. So, yeah, I look forward to it. I haven't been flying in a couple of weeks. Been a long drought because of all the rain and bad weather. But and I didn't know Ollie had a third scale pit special. That's cool.
It's pretty. It's got a 32cc chainsaw engine on it. And just like a real pits, baby, it's high performance. It's nice. So anyhow, I'm definitely going to be out there. So I'll be headed back to the house here in about an hour. And I'm going to try to throw together a couple of chores and get them out of the way. And as soon as I get them done, I'm going to try to put that... Oh, I finally got the parts for the Radian. And if it's not too wild out there, I may try to get it in the air and get a feel for it today. So, all right, well, listen, go get your lunch. I'll text you when we start to head out there, okay?
Sounds good. Are you going to be able to bring the Radian? Did the cowl come in?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The cowl finally came in yesterday afternoon after I paid extra to get it FedExed from Horizon, and it didn't make it, of course. So anyhow, that's just Horizon, yada, yada, yada. So I've got all the parts, and it's a very quick assembly. It should take but about 15 minutes to get the cowl, the motor mounted, and get it reassembled. So, yeah, I really would like to try to get that today. So, all right, off to the races. Go get my errands done and grab a little lunch myself, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, well, for that Horizon issue, we need to look at getting us some 3D printers and use LWPWA. That's lightweight PWA. It's new technology. It's like printing with foam board, but it's a lot stronger than foam. But super lightweight, like you're holding air, but it's substantial. And then you won't have to worry about that Horizon issue anymore. And they're all about the size of the UMX that you have, or a little bigger. There's some gliders that are a little bit bigger than the UMX, but most of the other ones are about the size of the UMX. So something to think about. And the technology is there. And I found a printer this morning for about $340, and you can order it on Amazon. It'll be here in 2 days. So the price has come down, and the technology has gone up, so it might be time for you to look at them again. KM4VWA, go finish your task. I'm going to go eat. W4DJ, WClear.
We will talk about that. That's a really good price. Last time I was looking at those things, they were upwards of $1,000, and the material to print with was quite expensive. So this might be getting into a doable stage. All right, cool beans, guy. I will hit you on a text when I'm about ready to go out there. KN4 VWA. I got an errand to do, and I can't go eat.